You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 194. And on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about how to launch your online business system and a blogging challenge that I am currently running and how you can get involved. So stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. I am Jackie Almer and I'm so thrilled that you are here spending some time with me. And I am super excited about today's topic because I have a real passion and have for the last nearly 16 years now of helping other people learn how to use the internet as a tool to market their business online. October 15th this year marks my 27th wedding anniversary, but it also marks my 16th year of starting to build a business out online. Actually, it's the day that I registered my very first domain name, streetsmartwealth.com, a site that's still alive and well and truly has my heart, because it changed my business, it changed my life, it changed my family's life, changed my vision of everything that's possible. So what I want to talk to you about today is really getting out there and launching your online business system. Here's the thing. Thousands of people have contacted me over the last probably 14 years. The first 2 years, I started generating leads and building my business, but not everybody was coming to me for coaching, mostly only those people on my team. But for the last 14 years, I've had people coming to me wanting to know, how can I do what you do? How can I build my business the way that you do? I've burned my warm market. My family and friends are sick of me. I'm scared of my warm market. I'm housebound. I'm a caregiver. You know, there's a lot of different reasons that people have for wanting to take their business to the internet. But the sad reality of it is, out of those thousands of people who've come to me and asked for assistance, there's only a very small percentage that have ever actually taken my advice, taken my coaching, purchased my training materials, whatever it is, and taken those tools and put them into action. And I think a lot of it is because people get stumped doing it themselves. Is part of it. People get stumped with what to do. The technology piece of it can be overwhelming, and that stops a lot of people, sadly, from moving forward. And I don't really know totally what the answer is to that. You know, it's kind of funny. People started telling me early on, you can't build your business on the internet. It's not duplicatable, and, you know, a lot of different things like that. And yet I see thousands of people out there truly building their business on the internet. People who are probably told the exact same thing. But the reality of it is, with duplication, where there's a will, there's a way, and people will duplicate what they want to duplicate. So I think that the reality of it is, if you really want to build your business online, you have to have a true burning desire. You have to have something within you that burns so deeply that you're willing to do whatever it takes to overcome the obstacles of the technology piece of it. You know, back when I started, it was anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 to even talk to someone practically about building a website for you. And that was way out of the picture for me. I couldn't afford that. You know, it wasn't in the scope of reality for me at that time to pay someone that much. But today, with websites like Elance and Fiverr, and I even have some resources myself, it's not hard to find someone for hire for a couple bucks here, a couple hundred bucks there, to literally get the technology pieces out there going for you. And if you're really committed to becoming a six-figure income earner, to becoming a seven-figure income earner, to using the internet as a tool and building your network marketing business out there, you'll be willing to do what it takes, especially given that these are not expensive amounts of money that we're talking about. So the technology piece of it shouldn't slow anybody down anymore. But given that, I know that it does. So what I am doing over the next few months is I am working hands-on, meaning I'm not doing it for them, but I have started a Launch Your Business Out There program for my Inner Circle coaching students. You can learn more about that at jackieelmer.com/coach. That's going to give you the nuts and bolts of it. But if you're a part of that program, you have the ability to be part of this, where you're going to get a step-by-step, even though it's all there already, all the tutorials, it's literally going to be a step-by-step emailed out series that tells you exactly what it is that you need to be doing. Here's step one, here's step two, here's step three. Here's where you go to get those things done. And we're going to cover everything from figuring out what your brand needs to be. You've probably heard about branding. What does that mean? It's a way overused term these days, but we do all have a brand. Who should be your niche market? Who are you targeting? Who is that target audience? And it's important, especially online, that we determine who that is. People get bogged down with that because they think, especially we're taught that, make a list of everyone you know. But online, the reality of it is you can be a little more particular about who that target audience is because of the way the internet works. The internet works in small communities. People find things online through keywords, through hashtags, through different research like that. You know, whatever it is that they're interested in, they join groups, they research hashtags on Twitter and Instagram, and, you know, they go into YouTube and they use keywords to search for videos that give them answers. They go to Google and type in keywords that give them websites and videos that provide answers. So it's important that online we determine first and foremost who our primary target audience is and develop our content, develop our whole online presence around that. Now, here's a little key. A lot of times people get confused and they think that online marketing, generating leads through the internet, is all about using the internet as an advertising platform. And there is a difference between advertising and marketing. And if you don't know what that difference is, I want you to go Google it right now or when you get off of listening to this podcast, which, by the way, the show notes for this are at jackieelmer.com/194. Anyway, you need to know what the difference is. Right now I'm doing no paid advertising. I've done very little Facebook advertising. And that's not a right or wrong. I'm not telling you that because I think that Facebook advertising is bad. I think it's phenomenal if you take the time, if you study it, and if you're willing to invest the money and know what you're doing, because it's not as simple as it seems. You're going to have to spend some money, get your feet wet, and go through the learning curve to really figure out how to do it appropriately. And so I think that it's a great resource. It's just not something that I have personally done a whole lot of, mostly because I haven't needed to. I've been out there long enough that I create ongoing leads. I have an audience now and that type of thing. But there's nothing wrong with doing that. But my point is, social media and the internet as a tool is not an advertising platform as much as it is a brand awareness platform, a marketing platform, a way to get the word out about what you're doing in a fun, enthusiastic way and using specific tools and specific techniques and creating content that gets people interested and sold on what you're doing so that they come to you. Now, think about how you ended up here. I don't know how you found me, how you're listening to this, but the fact that you're listening to this tells me a couple of things. You were searching for something and you landed on this podcast. Maybe you're on my newsletter list already. You know, you've gone to profitinyourpjsnow.com and signed up. Maybe you are a regular subscriber to my blog at jackieelmer.com. Maybe you were surfing iTunes looking for podcasts. Maybe you were on Stitcher looking for podcasts. Maybe you were on Google and typed in something and landed on my podcast because I've used keywords. Whatever it is, think about how it is that you came to be listening to this here today. People will say to me all the time, can you really build a business online? Does it really work? And I want to say to you, unless I've met you and personally invited you to listen into this, think about how you came to know me. Maybe you've known me online for a long time. Maybe we've met in person. Maybe you're here in my local community, go to my networking events, whatever it is. Think about all those things and ask yourself, how did you come to find me? And then if you found me some way through the internet, then of course the answer is Yes, of course the internet works, because you wouldn't be here listening if it didn't work. And so there's no reason that it can't work for you, just like it has for me and lots of other people. But you have to be willing to put in the time to invest a little of time, money, and resources into getting yourself out there in a big way. And that's what I'm doing with my Launch Your Business System Challenge, the blogging challenge, and all of that is getting started. So if you want to be part of that, join the Inner Circle Coaching Program. Go to jackiealmer.com/coach. You're not too late. No matter when you're listening to this, this content is going to be out there. Even if you're listening to this podcast 6 months after it was launched, that content is going to be out there. That's one of the beauties of the internet, is that it leverages your time in a way that nothing else does. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this because you know you want to be out on the internet. Most of us do. We want to be using it as a tool. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with offline ways either. I still do a lot of networking. I spoke just last week at a networking women's lunch and sold product and brought in leads and those type things. And I'm still a big advocate of that. I'm never going to tell you that those methods don't work. But I think today, given this amazing tool called the internet, you're crazy if you're not in some way incorporating it into your business, into what you're doing. And so I want to encourage you to take part in this challenge, to commit yourself to the next few months, to going through the information, taking the steps, going through whatever technology issues that you feel like you're dealing with, getting the help that you need to really get things out there and going in a way that are going to work for you and are going to begin to generate those leads that you want and help you create that true lifestyle pinch me business, similar to what I've created and many others have created. So get over to jackiealmer.com/coach. If you have any questions, you can paste them in below here. If there's comments, you know, hopefully if you've got questions, go to my show notes, jackiealmer.com/194. You can put any questions in there. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. You can tweet it to me at Jackie Almer, and I would love to get those questions answered. But more than anything, I would love to help you create what it is you really want in your life, in your business, and in your dreams as you close things out. So just to quickly share with you, we will be talking about your brand, your niche, your target audience, getting your domain and hosting, what that looks like, getting WordPress installed, brainstorming those first 30 pieces of content that you're going to create and how you go about creating those, how you create content that's evergreen and that you can use in multiple ways. We'll talk about how to really create that very powerful About Me page. It's the second most visited page on your website typically. We'll get you a lead capture added on and a free giveaway. We'll you know, develop a start here page so that people can find out more about you, find out more about your business. And then we're going to get into social media, really rocking that out and learning how to market the content that you're creating through your online business system out on social media. That's how I attract so many leads. Follow me on Twitter at Jackie Almer if you want to see how I constantly promote content that I'm created and bring people back. And then we're going to have a 100 blog post challenge, which I've been doing right now. I just created a new blog. I'll be sharing details about that. But we're going to talk about those plugins and widgets and sidebars and all that other stuff. So get on over to jackiealmer.com/coach. And remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. It's not too late. The internet is waiting for you. I'll see you over there. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.